Las Vegas is well known as a pleasure hub, gambling, dining, entertainment. But the founder of the online commerce site Zappos.com, Tony Hsieh, has been trying to turn Sin City into a tech hub as well, with a promised $350 million in investment to buy and build up 60 acres of downtown Las Vegas as a startup city. So, is it working? Nellie Bowles, culture editor for the tech news site Recode, has been spending some time in Las Vegas, and she joins us now with answers. Nellie, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And what did you find? Is Vegas turning into a tech hub?
I mean, it is and it isn't working. It's one of the most ambitious experiments in building sort of a startup city that we have in the U.S., but it's been struggling. It's hard to build an innovation city just in the middle of the desert, sort of out of nothing, and to come in and build it from scratch in a lot of ways. And some of the most ambitious experiments, like a small-scale factory, have shut down. And some prominent entrepreneurs who moved there, there have been some suicides within the community that have really shaken it. I think it's lonely out there.
Well, what's attracting the startups that have decided to come?
There are actually a lot of very good reasons to move out to Vegas if you're a startup. And there might be some ways in which it's better than Silicon Valley. They've got a huge customer service culture, so a lot of people to hire for call centers or if you're doing a startup that needs customer service. And then also, it's really easy to arrange meetings. Like if you're a two-person startup wanting to have a ton of international meetings, a lot of people come through Las Vegas. And it's very easy to convince people to expense a trip to Vegas, and almost easier than, let's say, Palo Alto. So people talk about that. It's also cheaper for real estate. So you have people moving into old motels and things and taking over the whole motel and turning it into a startup office.
Well, remind us why Tony Hsieh, the founder of Zappos, wants to do this in the first place. What is his vision, and why does he want to invest so much money into this?
That's a really good question. I think his vision is to build a community from the ground up. He wants to build a city, and he wants to build sort of a whole startup city where every aspect, from your medical clinic to your house to the bars, is geared towards entrepreneurship and towards innovation.
And are the people who are getting involved and can see this vision as well, are they hoping that, I guess you could say, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, that whatever they're doing is going to become a worldwide phenomenon?
Yes. Every generation has a vision for utopia, and ours is really the startup city. We're enamored with the idea of founders and the sort of Ayn Rand sense of young people striking off on their own. And I think that Hsieh wants to take this startup city and apply it to a lot of other places. And I think a lot of cities around the world and around the U.S. certainly would be glad for this sort of development to happen in their downtowns.
Yeah. And in fact, we were looking through a list of all of the places that think that they are now startup hubs. And
yes.
We've got Silicon Canal, that's Seattle. Silicon Desert, that's Chandler, Arizona. Silicon Valley,
just
that's
throw
in Huntsville,
Silicon on it.
Alabama. Exactly. Silicon Slopes, that's in Utah. Silicon Snowfield in Rochester, New York. Doesn't everybody think that they're the next Silicon Valley?
They do. And you know, there's a Brookings paper that came out a couple weeks ago, about how despite all this sort of glitz and glam and excitement around startups in San Francisco and what we read about with Airbnb or Uber or whatever, innovation has been and entrepreneurship has been on a 30-year decline in the U.S.
Yeah.
So I think everyone really wants this to work and wants this to happen, and they're putting real effort into it. And the branding is part of that. It's part of trying to bring that.
Nellie Bowles of Recode, thank you so much.
Thank you.